His disciples were sad and they were heartbroken because he was going to go away and leave them. And he said to them, "It is to your advantage that I leave. For if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. But if I leave, he will come to you and be with you. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And he goes on and he says, "I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. Another of the same kind, same as me, who will be with you forever." Who will be with you forever? We thank the Holy Spirit who is with us forever. Amen. Jesus was with them only for a certain period of time, for only 3.5 years. But he says, when he comes, he will be with you forever, forever, forever. We have the Holy Spirit with us, who is with us. Do you know that we cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit? We can do absolutely nothing without him. Hallelujah. We can do nothing of any significance, nothing of any eternal value without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need him. You need him. You need him in your career. You need him in your family. You need him in your ministry. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And you cannot receive him without first receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Jesus says, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will lead you into all truth. So we need the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you. We love you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we embrace you. We want to cherish your presence in our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. Take your abode in our lives. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God.